The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner professional at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner professional as well. And of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us, and we're keeping an eye on things as they're going through the morning, and we got a little bit of nothing going on. With the markets.
That's right.
It's just like kind of sideways. Flat. Yeah. Sideways.
So they're not a whole lot. Well, if you got your strategy, that happens. You've got good days, bad days, then flat days.
And yes. The thing you look for is do your good days overall make sense and help you to weather the storms of the bad days.
That's the investing part of it again. Mm-hmm. When you, for your 401k, IRA, whatever it is, if you have your strategy, there's nothing going on right now, but maybe the fourth week in November, the market jumps 50% or something. Mm-hmm. But if you're not in there, you're not going to get that. So the idea is the different blocks of money that you have are invested. Your growth ones or in the market ones, you just ride it out. You got to stay in it to produce it.
Yep.
So don't get too shook.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. And when things are really good, we all get kind of complacent, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I want to get in on this one. Well, it might be too late. You might be already at the top.
We're kind of up toward the nosebleed section of the seats here in the investment stadium. So, again, having a plan, going forward with it, that's what we believe in here on the Money Makeover Show with Neal Financial Group. But we do entertain your phone calls, questions, all about you, your money on this program. And so here is our 800 number for you to call. If you've got something on your mind this morning, whether you're looking at changing investments or investment advisors, or whether you're wanting a second opinion on something before you go ahead and pull the trigger on it, what if you have a small business or you're thinking about maybe leaving your employer and opening up your own shop, your own small business? Hey, glad to help you get through some of these issues. And here is our phone number to do that. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. I had a request from somebody just a few days ago to go back over how you think about financial planning. What order do you put priorities?
Yeah, what do you do? What is planning?
Yeah. I mean, what should you worry about first? Make sure that it's in mm-hmm. place. We'll go over some of those little handy-dandy tips and pointers for you. Of course, we'll take a look at other investing questions as well. And Medicare enrollment, we don't want any of you who are looking at doing that to mess that up. We've got some pointers mm-hmm. that Doug's going to bring to you here when we come back from this break. But in the meantime, you got a question, we got your answers. Here is our 800 number to call us right now. You will not be on the air if you call right this minute. We'll just be playing commercials, but you'll talk to us one-on-one. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Oldest county fair in the state of Texas, the Washtenaw County Fair is a full 9 days of fun and entertainment from Friday, September 9th through Saturday, September 17th. Friday, September 9th features barbecue cook-off and wine event. Saturday, September 10th kicks off with a trail ride, plus chuck wagon cookers and youth rodeo play day. Attend the fair parade at 10 a.m. in downtown Brenham. There's also archery, wildlife critter exhibit, and talent show. The Junior Miss and Mr. Pageant at 5 and Queen's Crowning at 6 is followed by a concert featuring Old Southern Moonshine Revival and Kevin Fowler.
I want to get loose, get loud, get crazy.
Get your season ticket from one of the Queen candidates so you don't miss one night at the 148th Washtenaw County Fair. Find out more online at WashtenCOFair.com or call the fair office at 979-836-4112. The fair is sponsored by Glenwood Windler Commercial Steer Awards, Lambert International, J&J Packing, and Mass Mutual Finance Group, Darlene Wehot and Jennifer Bode.
The world's best and biggest selection of side-by-sides and ATVs is on sale now. During the Polaris Factor Authorized Clearance, choose a high-performance RZR, hardworking Ranger, or legendary Sportsman. Rebates go as high as $2,000. See your Polaris dealer today. Your Polaris dealer in Brenham is Rob's Fun Center, 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 836-2700.
Offers valid in the U.S. Subject to credit approval. And balance select new 2011 through 2016 models. Good at 726-2016 to 930-2016. See Polaris dealer for details. Adult model vehicles with permanent riders age 16 and older.
I had like a week of headaches. And throughout that week, I went to my local hospital. They referred me to Baylor Scott & White. They gave me an MRI. The tumor that was inside of my head was cancer. Baylor Scott & White has given me this new technology that helps decrease the growth rate of my cancer cells. The doctor I have right now, he's just amazing. It's a great feeling to know the guy who's taking care of me actually really cares about me.
Baylor Scott & White Health, changing cancer care for life.
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. How about Grandpa's pocket watch, antique glazed doilies, or a baby's christening dress? They can frame your Boy Scout awards, 4-H ribbons, or purple hat. And Uniques has over 30 years experience of framing diplomas, fine art prints, letters or certificates, and more. Would you like a creative and personal gift for a loved one? Let Uniques help you create an assemblage of personal items or photographs framed with quality material and workmanship. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWH Chime.
Give right side. McWilliams breaks the tackle. He's loose. 10, 5, bingo. Touchdown. Tamaris McWilliams. And the Cubs are on the board again.
Bingo, bingo.
Friday night, the Cubs hit the road. They travel to Elgin to take on the Wildcats. 7:30 kickoff. 7 o'clock pregame with Doc and the Hook on your voice for Brenham Cub football, KWH Chime and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L, Neal Financial Group. Office in Brenham, downtown, across from the courthouse. That serves our central and western Texas areas. And then, of course, we have our office in the Galleria area of Houston off of San Felipe on St. James Place. So we got you covered.
That covers the other 18 states.
Yeah, that covers, yeah.
that office.
Yeah, we're all over the place there. Glad to have you joining us this morning, as always. And remember, we do have a website. You can go by there. You can shoot us an email question. We do answer.
Yep. Or you can say you'd like to come in and see us for your free review, or yep, you can listen live. Up in the right-hand corner, you can click on it. If you got to get out of your car and go sit at your computer, you can listen live.
There you go. Just put those earbuds in if your boss is leaning over you, right? Anyway, thanks for being with us here. And by the way, somebody asked me again the other day about whether we still do public speaking. Yes, we do. We still go to Rotary Clubs and Lion Clubs and
church
women's groups and civic groups.
Yeah.
Yes, still do that.
Tell us what type of topic, you know, if it, If it's a retiree group, maybe long-term care would be good. If it's a younger group, maybe college funding,
yeah.
529 plans, how does that work? Young couples with kids, or it could just be basic financial planning.
Yes, basic financial planning. And, you know, it's always interesting to me how everybody seems to think, well, it's just sort of cut and dried, isn't it? I mean, you just kind of do talk about a few things, and if there's only three or four topics and blah, blah, blah. I just did a financial planning basics lecture at a company in Houston last week, or actually 10 days ago, and they were shocked at how much stuff there was. And one of the things that was confusing for everybody was, what priorities do we give to what things? It's just hard to list them all. You got to really think about it. Our life insurance, our health insurance, what comes after that in order of priority for looking at. So we're going to go over a little of that as we go through this morning, because it was very helpful to people, I think, to get organized in their thoughts.
They were, that was a white-collar group, too.
Yes, it was.
A lot of them, this was their, they had retired from the first job, and their skills were so good that this other company hired them back.
Yep.
So, plus they got tired of not doing anything.
Well, maybe they wanted to get start another whole 401k plan, which some of them did, right?
But you would think that these people would know about saving and investing and so on.
Well, they did, though. They were very good, savvy investor people, all right? They knew what a stock and a bond was. They knew about rates of return, and they, believe me, they're all mathematicians, of course, a lot of them who were engineers, and man, they could work those calculators and figure out rates of return and all kinds of other things. What they didn't know was the basics of how to plan for everything else, including Social Security. That was a big mystery. It was like a black hole. Yeah. When should we apply?
Let's see, Social Security and Medicare, those two things, because you only do those once. You only do those once in your life. So, but so what are the answers?
Yeah. But where does everything else go? Wills and trusts. You know, annuities, life insurance, all that stuff. Where does all this go in order of priority? Because most people do mistake putting investments first.
Yep. Yeah. There's the basic premise that we're going to try and paint a picture in your mind, and then we'll fill it in. Think of a pyramid. Think of a pyramid. What part is the largest? It's the bottom. It's the base. And everything builds on top of that.
And that supports everything else on top.
Correct. And so as you grow up to the top, go to the top, it gets more narrow and narrower until it comes to the peak. So that's, we're going to paint that picture and fill that in for you on the basic financial planning pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes in, and think of it as three layers. We're going to divide this pyramid into three layers, a bottom layer, which is the base, a middle layer, and then the top layer, which is the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle layer, because it goes from large in the bottom to small at the top.
So we'll take you through a little of that after we get through with a little bit of housekeeping here. We want to talk a little bit first about Medicare enrollment periods, because I know so many of you who are listening are getting close to that, and we are getting close to that in open enrollment period for a bunch of stuff, and that's one thing that's out there. But when do you have to enroll? How do you go about that, et cetera, et cetera? And let's get into that now.
Yeah, I didn't realize there's such penalties for screwing up on that.
Yeah,
That's huge. But there's many different enrollment periods for the various parts of Medicare.
Mm.
I always figured just came and that was it, because I'm not there yet. Getting there, but not there yet.
Okay.
So I have a little bit more interest in this now. The initial enrollment period, it's the opportunity to enroll in Medicare Parts A and B, and for most people that begins 3 months before you're age 65 to 3 months after you're age 65.
Okay.
That's the basic premise. Part A, Part B, you turn 65, you enroll. That's different than full retirement age for Social Security, which can be 66 and so many months and whatever before you apply for that. Medicare, still age 65. 3 months before, 3 months after, I'd strongly recommend you start 3 months before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some exceptions. A lot of people are still working when they turn 65. They're still working for somebody, they're still working for themselves, or whatever it happens to be. Well, there's some exceptions to that where you don't have to sign up for Part B of Medicare.
And Part B covers what?
That's
doctors.
The doctors. Part A is the hospitals, mm-hmm. and Part B is services.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already receiving Social Security benefit, retirement benefits or disability benefits, you're automatically enrolled Part A, Part B when you turn 65. Also, if you're working and you have Medicare equivalent health care coverage, you're entitled to a special enrollment period. You can decline Part B and re-enroll in Part B sometime later in the future because you got coverage at work. Still got to do Part A, but you can decline Part B. If you decline the first time on Part B at 65 because you're working and you got coverage,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't automatically enroll you again when you separate from service or any other event.
So you have to actively initiate the enrollment yourself.
Correct.
You have to enroll in B if you haven't been in it.
If not, there's lifelong penalties and coverage gaps if you don't. So
wow.
Be careful on that one. If you're working full-time, these special enrollment periods on an employer group health plan, Part A becomes primary and your group medical becomes secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Part B, if the services, that would be your medical. So be careful on that one. And if your medical group help has to meet certain Medicare standards for you to get this exception. So you got to be careful of that one. If your group plan
at work
has less than 20 people,
mm-hmm.
it's not eligible.
Wow.
For Medicare special enrollment period. So you better enroll because what happens if the group is smaller than 20, Medicare Parts A and B must be primary and cover 80% of the cost. The employer plan covers 20%. In those cases, most folks are better leaving the employer plan and signing up for Medicare Part D and a supplement so you get all of it covered.
You get better coverage that way.
Correct.
In fact, we just figured that out for a lady who came in to see us on a free review about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we said, well, why don't you go ahead and do the Medicare part, even though she was working?
Yep.
But do all of your Medicare. You're going to get broader coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we set her up with, I think it was like an F, a Plan F.
Yeah, Plan F is the most common
on the
supplements.
Supplement, yeah.
So that was something I wasn't sure of or mm-hmm. didn't realize that if your group is 20 or larger on the employer group, they probably have Medicare eligible coverage.
Mm.
Now, the employer coverage needs to have Medicare Part D credible. Okay, so there's two things. One, it's got to be a group larger than 20, and the coverage has to be Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug plan. So the employer plan has to cover prescription drugs. If it doesn't, then it's not eligible, and you could lose your enrollment period because if your group plan is not eligible for Medicare credible coverage, then you have that 3 months before you turn 65 and 3 months after 65.
To where you have to go and do your Medicare enrollment.
Right.
Okay.
So,
right. So there are a lot of rules here, obviously. I know you're not going to remember all of them, but when you have questions, if you need to call us, that's fine. We'll go back over this and see that. And again, if you're looking at coming up on these kinds of things in your life,
yep.
you need to come by for that free review. This and when to file for Social Security and how to file are the two biggest deals for anyone who's within a year or so of retirement or turning 65.
Yeah. And the ramifications of the different choices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this also on Medicare Part D, every year if you're working your group plan, you should get a letter every year when it renews that says that it's Medicare credible coverage. It's a notice that comes out. My wife and we're on the TRS care, mm-hmm. and so every year we get that letter saying that this is credible coverage, although we haven't applied for Medicare yet. But if you don't get that letter, you better start either asking or enroll in Medicare, Parts A and B and D.
So you need to go to your HR department mm-hmm. or whoever's in charge of your medical coverage at your employer and ask about these things, and they can help you. I know we've got clients that work at a couple of big places in town here. And, yes, they do have excellent medical coverage, and they do have more than 20 people on their company plan. So in that case, everything lines up with them to have that credible coverage.
It shouldn't be a problem. It's just you just got to be aware of that, because if you don't have Medicare credible coverage and you don't sign up, there's a 12% penalty per year that you don't sign up lifelong.
They're going to charge you 12% extra
on Part D, the prescription drug plan, if you don't sign up in time.
Okay.
So you got to be careful for that one.
Yep.
And then also, once you separate from service, you have 8 months to sign up. If you've had Medicare credible coverage, a lot of people tend to, where they get hurt is you go on COBRA, and that's for 18 months. Well, Medicare is 8 months, so you may have the medical coverage for 18 months, but when that expires, you didn't enroll in Medicare. You got some penalties, and you can't enroll necessarily right then. You have to wait for the open enrollment periods, and so you may have some gaps in your coverage there. So don't miss that eight. If you leave employment, you got eight. Basically, sign up if you think you're going to leave, because you can sign up 3 months before you leave, separate from service. So I would start doing that as part of your retirement, I guess that would be, or separation from service plan. That's called financial planning, because it's not just money. It's all the other stuff that goes with it.
Wow. And by the way, if you imagine that pyramid, where do you think your health care coverage would be? Would it be at the base of the pyramid? Would it be in the middle of the pyramid? Or would it be at the very top of the pyramid? Think about that. You're looking at a pyramid. Where would your insurance coverage, like your health care insurance, be?
That's a good question.
Oh.
Is it bottom, middle, or top?
So, should it be in the base?
Yeah.
We'll
answer that one, because if you don't have that, I don't care how much money you have in your 401k. If you go in for a hospital stay for a month, and medical procedures, you think that's going to come about $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000?
Yeah, and believe me, it can happen. We've all known people who've had something catastrophic, whether they had a traffic accident, a sudden health problem popped up that they didn't know they had. Things like that happen, and you get a $500,000, or in one person's case, I know personally, $750,000 hospital bill.
And if you didn't have the medical insurance or Medicare signed up and they declined it, that's pretty tough.
So where would that be in your pyramid?
That's one of the main building blocks at the bottom. That's probably the main one.
Let's talk about what else is down there.
Yep.
Other things you need to think about as the base of your entire financial plan. What other types of things should be in that base of your financial planning pyramid? Where is that spot in the hierarchy? Is your will or trust in there? What about your investments? Where do they come in?
What about your IRA?
Oh.
Or your checking account?
Oh. Okay. Or a CD at the bank?
Right.
Where does that fit? So we'll talk about some of these issues coming right back. If you've got questions in the meantime, we've got your answers. Anything to do with you and finances, give us a call right now while the commercials are playing. We'll talk to you one-on-one in private. And here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Doug on the Neil Financial Show, Money Makeover Show.
I've had nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way.
Summer has arrived. Need a new water well to supply water to your livestock, lawn and garden, or new home? JB Water Well Service is just a call away at 979-830-0625. Call now to ensure you have the water you need during the hot, dry summer weather. or an existing well system, JB Water Well Service can perform a complete systems check to ensure it's working properly to start watering the yard and filling the swimming pool or stock tank. JB Water Well Service offers free estimates for water well drilling, water testing, pump service and repairs, water conditioning, filter systems, and trenching. Call 979-830-0625 today to schedule repairs or to visit with Justin of JB Water Well Service about a new well, pump, water conditioning, or filtration system. And find out everything that JB Water Well Service has to offer when you visit them online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured in Texas and servicing Washington and the surrounding counties. Call 979-830-0625.
It's almost here, the annual Homecoming Festival and Bazaar at St. Stanislaus Catholic Church in Chapel Hill. It's on Labor Day Sunday, September 4th. They're planning a super day starting with Mass at 9 a.m. and followed with a delicious barbecue lunch catered by Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli from 10:30 till 1:30. There will be all kinds of games opening at 11. A grand auction starts at 2 p.m. Play bingo at 2:30 and win cash prizes. Cold refreshments, including sodas and snow cones, will be available at noon, and a variety of food and snacks will be available after 2 p.m. Plus, free entertainment begins at 4 featuring the Texas Remedy Band and Daniel and the Country Boys. For some great merriment on Labor Day Sunday, don't miss the traditional Homecoming Festival and Bazaar at St. Stanislaus Catholic Church. It's going to be a day full of good old-fashioned fun. That's Sunday, September 4th on the church grounds in Chapel Hill. All proceeds benefit the renovation of the parish hall. For more information, call 979-836-3030. Bingo license number 17-461-524-260.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber, here to remind you that it is home improvement season. If your tools need an upgrade, Woodson is here to help. We have a terrific selection of power tools from leading manufacturers such as DeWalt, Riprite, Makita, and Stanley Bostitch, along with quality hand tools from Crescent Stanley and Irwin. We'll be happy to help you make the perfect selection to get the job done right the first time. With Woodson Lumber, for over 100 years, your dreams and projects start here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington. Woodson
Lumber. What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can. Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
It's Blinn Buccaneer football on KWHI. Saturday night at Cubs Stadium, the Buccaneers host their home opener and their Southwest Junior College Football Conference opener when they take on their longtime rivals, the Cisco Wranglers. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium is 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame with yours truly, the sports doc, and Tommy Lange. On your voice for Blinn Buccaneer football, KWHI and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Let me give you our office phone number. I know that everybody's getting back in their routines now after the summer. Kids are getting back in school, and you're back at work, and you're catching up on stuff and all of that. Here is our office phone number. We want to make sure that you have this so that you can set up that time to come in, and we'll go over your particular financial planning period, the one that is applicable to you. Yes, there are some basic concepts, but you have the different items, or if you don't, you need to, the different items that are composing your particular pyramid for you and your family. And that happens when you come in for the free review. We're glad to talk with you, get you a frame of mind and a framework to really help you get a handle on how all this stuff fits together.
Right, and it doesn't all have to be done overnight, too. It's just if you know where you're going and what, you know, kind of steps you need to take, you can make plans. You can do some things. So everyone's situation is different, your age, your family situation, your income, your what tools you have available to you. All those things are different, but the pyramid's a basic starting point. So like you say, wrap your mind around it. Where are we going? What do we need to do?
Exactly. So here's our phone number. for the office. I know Sharon's there right now. And it's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And make that time to come in and just go over things. Are you looking at things the right way? What's the best thing going forward for you and your family, or maybe helping your mm-hmm. kids or somebody else in the family, maybe a loved one who's elderly? How do you set these things up? How do you cope with that in your life? Because that can be another very unsettling mm-hmm. situation for all of us. As we are growing older, our folks, our parents are growing older, all kinds of things.
Yep. And in with a mobile society, not everybody's in the same town or the same state.
Mm-hmm.
And so who takes care of mom and dad if one person's here and the other two brothers and sisters are in different states?
Yeah. So, again, let's go over that first layer of the pyramid.
Right.
Remember, you're just thinking about your financial life, you and your family, as a big pyramid out there in the desert,
mm-hmm.
okay? And all those base stones, the bottom third or so of that pyramid yeah. that's holding up everything else, think of your financial life that way, that you and your family unit. What is the first line yeah. on this pyramid?
Well, so for the base in there, we touched on medical insurance, whether mm-hmm. it's medical insurance or Medicare supplement. You need to have that because that people use a lot.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that I think is the next most important, and this is opinion, I like the income insurance if you're still working. If you're retired, you don't need that. But if you're still working, you got a paycheck coming in every week, every bi-week, twice mm-hmm. a month, whatever it happens to be. What happens if you get sick or hurt? How long will that check keep coming? There's insurance for that. It's called disability insurance. So that's something that needs to be looked at because there's group plans, short-term, long-term, individuals. There's different plays.
There are personal yeah. ones. If you right. are self-employed or your employer doesn't provide something like that, that's something you can look at on a personal basis. And those of you who are professionals, a lot of times mm-hmm. you have things that relate directly to your profession. I know physicians have what's called an own occupation. Which means if you get a digit
if you're a surgeon
and you can't hold a scalpel anymore, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is.
You've got a real problem there with your income. So again, having things that will pay you for specific things, especially if you're in a particular profession, that's called own occupation coverage. That's a separate thing. Right.
See, and sometimes that doesn't have to be serious. I had a motorcycle mechanic. He had worked in a motorcycle shop. Mm-hmm. Well, he was working on a motorcycle, and a big one, so Harley, fell over, and he broke his wrist.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of hard to be a mechanic and not be able to use your wrist.
Yeah.
So he had a disability policy. We had gotten him one, and it paid him for, I think it was 12 months before he got better again. So he got a paycheck. He could go into the shop and kind of give his expertise, but he couldn't do anything physically.
Yeah.
But he got a paycheck
mm-hmm.
for those 12 months because the shop wasn't going to pay him for not working.
Well, and if you're employed by someone else, especially larger employers, but even smaller businesses, most of the time they have some sort of disability coverage. And find out about that. And if you're not participating in that, and sometimes your employer will pay for it, sometimes you pay for it out of
right.
your paycheck as a payroll deduction. It's not expensive.
Especially in a group plan. That's
yes.
the cheapest. But you only can enroll in it usually once a year.
And we're coming up on these enrollment periods.
That's
as
right.
we get into the fall, September, October, November, sometimes it's December.
Because they usually start January 1 for the new year, so the yeah. enrollment periods are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you definitely need to look at.
Yeah, so your employee package is going to have these things that we're just now talking about, such as your medical insurance.
Yep.
That's part of the base of that pyramid. And that disability income insurance yep. where you get a paycheck or part of a paycheck if something happens to you. We're not, by the way, this is not to be confused, disability coverage with workers' comp. That
yeah.
is a separate thing.
Right.
That is a work-related injury.
You could be in a car accident. Most times when disability pays, it's with an illness. Somebody comes down with cancer, some liver disease, something,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing to do with work.
Right.
So the workman's comp wouldn't pay then.
Yeah. So again, all your insurances are down here at the base of that pyramid because, Doug, Neil, why is that? Because
it protects everything else. That's where your homeowner's insurance comes in, or your property and casualty insurance, or automobile insurance.
Mm-hmm. The disability income insurance,
and the medical
insurance, yeah. And another biggie, life insurance.
Yeah, if you love your family or you love somebody, you don't want to leave them stuck with a whole bunch of bills,
mm-hmm.
because it costs money to die and get buried.
Yeah,
it's just the way it is. And usually, if you die from an illness, it doesn't usually just happen overnight. There's medical bills. We were talking earlier about that Medicare supplement where you pay the certain co-insurance and the mm-hmm. deductibles and so on. Well, the life insurance comes into play there, especially if you got kids. So that's another risk factor to take care of everything else that you have.
Well, and the other one that's now a new add into that base of the pyramid for many of us is long-term care insurance.
That's right. That replaces really the disability insurance because you're not working anymore, but you still need something. Where's the money going to come from if you need assisted living?
Mm-hmm.
Where's it going to come from?
So that, again, is another insurance, and it's in the base supporting everything else on that pyramid. For those of us who are younger and we don't need that yet, fine. That's not necessarily in that base.
It's something to consider, though, and that's the idea here is the risk management. We want to cover the risk because we can't afford to take on big expenses. So that's what insurance is for. And there's all different kinds of ways to do these. This is generic.
Yeah. So, and also for anybody who has a small business owners, you have business insurance as well, right? Something happens with that. Different types of things, different liability coverages, all of that could be on there in that base of your particular pyramid. Now, what about, we're talking about providing income, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you talked about disability income insurance. So what about Social Security? Where should that go?
Yeah. See, that's
an insurance as well, but it's a government-sponsored insurance company.
Correct. And that doesn't, it affects you if you're in that age bracket because mm-hmm. you need, there again, when do I take it? How do I take it? And it's going to be there. It's guaranteed if you're in your 65, 66 bracket or 60s. They're not going to do away with it.
Well, even if you're not in that age bracket, let's say you've had an injury and you've got Social Security disability coverage, or you're still a student and you mm-hmm. have parents who passed away and you've got that survivor benefit for you. Again, or if you're a widow or widower and you have a survivor benefit coming.
Survivor benefit, or do you take yours, or do you take your deceased spouses.
So that's why we put Social Security back in there in that base of your pyramid, because it could be an income stream if you're younger or if you're older, depending on your situation.
Yeah. So that bottom base is risk management, things that help us manage the risk in our lives because we can't afford a $100,000 hospital bill or $200,000 medical bill. We just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or automobile.
And so what else is there, though? If you've worked hard, you've built all this stuff up, your pyramid has got that solid base, and now you're gone. You pass mm-hmm. away. What else would support everything else and how everything else works together, whether you have a spouse who's left behind or whether you've got heirs of various types, kids, mm-hmm. grandkids, whatever.
Could be special needs kids.
Could be special needs. That's right. Also in the base of that pyramid are your wills and trusts. Your wills and trusts. Seems pretty obvious to me, but not everybody thinks it. Again, this is how to help you think of, what do I cover first? What bases do I cover first?
See, none of those things are exciting or pizzazz, or they talk about it on the TV. Just none of it's exciting like investments and the up and down market and making a bunch of money and so on. It's just not exciting, but that's the base.
So, again, in your base, all of your insurances, in the base of your financial planning pyramid, the great hierarchy of things, right there on your base is all your insurance, your car insurance, homeowners, medical insurance, disability income insurance, business owners, it's your business insurance, for all of us, it may be our life insurance, including business owners, by the way, who may need to have life insurance to cover their business or
they
partners.
Have a key person, somebody that helps them, a manager that runs the place. What happens if all of a sudden he's gone and took you 5 years to get them in that position? So that's why you have a life insurance policy on your key person.
So all your insurances go in there, your Social Security, your long-term care insurance also, and your wills and trusts. Get those basics down before anything else. Get that done because, yes, you should be contributing to your 401k. Yes, you should have money in the bank with CDs or money markets or whatever, checking accounts, right? All that. But where do those things fall on the next rungs of that pyramid? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from this break. You got questions? Give us a call right now. We'll talk to you one-on-one by the good old phone in private right this minute at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Get your question in now at the Money Makeover Show.
You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
On the farm ranches and around your home, a Washington County tractor stands alone, taking care of you since 1939. At WCT, our service shines.
The Ready to Roll sales event is going on now. WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy. They're offering a rebate up to $1,000 plus 0% financing for 84 months on New Holland Boomer and Workmaster Series tractors. Being ready for tomorrow starts today. So hurry in now to WC Tractor. For commercial use only, offers subject to CNH Industrial Capital Credit Approval. See your New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Depending on model, a down payment may be required. Offer good through September 30th, 2016 at participating New Holland dealers in the United States. Taxes, freight, setup, delivery, additional options or attachments not included in the price. Offer subject to change or cancellation without notice. See the New Holland Boomer and Workmaster Series at WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving. Swimming with sharks. Your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham. Now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
This year, the Rocky Creek Volunteer Fire Department is having its first annual Hotter Than Hell 5K event on Saturday, September 24th at Rocky Creek Fire Station at 9771 Long Point Road. This event includes a 5K run or walk for participants of all ages and activity levels. Visit their Facebook page for more information, updates, and a link to register online through September 11th or register the day of the race from 7 till 8 a.m. Proceeds benefit Rocky Creek Fire Department, so come join the fun on Saturday, September 24th at Rocky Creek Fire Department in Long Point.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury, and this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
Hi, this is Susan. I am so excited to tell everyone about all the super sales that are happening at Higgins South. It is an incredible shopping experience. We have fabulous fashions and great merchandise at low prices. Come do all your school shopping with us. We are located at 2268 South Market. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Remember, Higgins South is the best place to shop in town. Higgins South is a Ministry of Faith Mission.
Summer thrill or summer chill. Moody Gardens knows that summer can be a bummer when you don't make time for family fun. Moody Gardens specializes in options, from the thrill of the zip line or a SpongeBob Subpants adventure to chill it out with the penguins, live bird shows, golf, or weekend concerts along the lazy river at Palm Beach. A day, weekend, whatever, Moody Gardens can put you into complete and immediate vacation mode. Visit moodygardens.org and escape today.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Carly Conway, daughter of Dwight and Brandy Conway. Fair is in the air, and I'm running for the 2016 Washington County Fair Queen. Don't miss out on all the fun, live bands, food, livestock shows, and more at this year's fair. Call me for your season pass at 979-551-6202. Can't go to the fair but still want to help out? No worries. I'll donate your unused ticket to a Brenham First Responder. I hope to see everybody at the 148th Washington County Fair. Remember, Carly Conway for Fair Queen.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. Back with the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. We're the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Office in Central Texas, downtown Brenham, Main Street, across from the courthouse. Another one about a mile and a half or so from the Houston Galleria shopping area. Just far enough away that you don't get snagged up and all
yeah,
that.
The traffic.
Yeah. We're on St. James Place, which is just off of San Felipe.
Yep. There's a Marathon Oil building there and a Schlumberger building. I don't know about
that. We got a silver
40,
building.
40, 50 stories. They're huge.
Yeah, multi-story silver building on one side. That's the Schlumberger. And then the Marathon Oil is the building on the other corner, which is a huge pinkish-red granite multi-story building, skyscraper there for Marathon Oil. So got you covered either place. Do come by for the free review. You don't have to go it alone. All you have to do is get on the phone, call our office, talk to Sharon, say, all right, I'm back from vacation. The kids are in school. We're getting on our routine. Now I'm freed up. I've got some time. I want to go over stuff. I want to have the team also. If you're within a year or two of retiring, or less, when do you take Social Security?
Right.
Wow, that's a biggie.
And what do you need to look out for? What questions should you be asking? That's the big one. What questions
that's
should you be asking?
Huge. Because most of us don't even know what our options really are. And you think you do, but you don't. So if nothing else, come in. We'll show you how to get your own figures from Social Security. And then we will put them into a special program that we use to help figure out, when should I take it? When do I make the most money off of Social Security? Wouldn't you like to get that money back that you've been paying in?
What are my options?
Yeah. For me, for my spouse, if you have others that may be dependent on you, know the rules and find out your very best option for getting the most out of your Social Security benefits. We do offer that as part of your free review. We will work with you on that. Here's our number again to get that working for you. Get that time to come in. Call Sharon, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, Doug, okay, let's go back and
financial
go up our
planning pyramid. Mm-hmm. Picture of the pyramid in your mind.
Yes.
We're going to divide that pyramid into thirds. The bottom third is the base. That's everything is built on the base. And that's your insurances. That's your risk management to cover bad things that may happen to you.
Also, your Social Security shoring up your income.
Right.
Right? And your long-term care insurance, if you're in that, down yep. the path there for that.
And
that's 50-plus, by the way, for most of us. And your wills and trusts.
Yeah. So those things, we need to be addressed, whichever ones fit you and your particular situation at that time. Mm-hmm. Once you got those addressed, the next section, the middle section, is some place where we call it, you put a dollar, it's always worth a dollar. The question is, how much interest am I going to get on it? How long do I have to leave it there? Are there any restrictions on it? That's a cash area, and that is, we always suggest that you have somewhere between 3 to 6 months of all your expenses in a cash position.
Now, it may be, depending on your tax bracket and what else is going on in your life, you may need to have a tax-free
right
possibility for putting your money into as well.
And there's lots of places where you can put a dollar and it's always worth a dollar. And then that pyramid picture we got here, there's cash value in your life insurance. A lot of people don't realize that, but that could be, if you wanted to keep 6 months of your expenses, consider that maybe your last 3 months, and then maybe have 3 months in your checking account or a credit
or a
union
savings account.
Savings account.
CDs, short-term CDs. that are almost, you know, you can just got to grab something. I mean, if you're losing like an eighth of a percent because you got to have that.
Well, even if you have a year CD and you had to and you had to break it, it's still cash. It's still going to be there.
Yep. Treasury bills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are another one. Money market funds. Again, be careful with those because our rates are so low.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be making much.
But
and
they,
some of them have time frames. But again, you're going to be awfully close to a dollar being a dollar.
Right. And that, and there's little risk factor in there. So that's not the majority of your assets. That's just a certain portion of that. And that's whatever number you decide on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a lot of people have cash value life insurance. A lot of people don't. So it just depends on what you have. But these are places you can put money and still find it there later.
Well, and there are even tax-free money market funds. They have different types of investments in them to fund that and pay you your eighth of a percent or whatever it turns out to be. But the bottom line is that middle section of your pyramid is what's going to shore up the final section.
Yeah, that's your safety money right there. And then the top. The top third.
Oh, and that's the part we've all been waiting for. That's the part we're so excited about all the time. And we watch it, and we look at it, and we worry about it, we think about it.
Yeah,
and
that's,
what is in that?
That's where you put a dollar, and you want it to grow to be worth $3, $4, $5. But it can grow to be worth $3, $4, $5, or that dollar could go backwards and be worth 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantees in that top section.
No.
So that's what you got to watch out.
There are some things that have some guarantees on them in that top section. For instance, if we talked about having short-term CDs on your quick cash middle section, right? But the longer-term CDs or money market, treasury notes, those kinds of things go in that top portion.
Could be government bonds or government bond fund or high-grade corporate bonds or municipal bonds or real estate even.
Mm-hmm.
Not the house that you live in. That's different.
Yeah.
That's not an investment.
So at the very tippy top of the pyramid, the little cap, it's got your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, all the sexy stuff that we love to look at is up there at the very top. Oil and gas, commodities, gold, silver, things that can really fluctuate a lot in value. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have them, but be sure that the top not as important as the bottom, the base of your pyramid.
So you systematically work your way up that pyramid, and that's a financial plan basics.
Well, you just got Financial Planning 101. If you want to come in and really go into it in depth, our number, 979-836-2903. All right, we'll see you back here
next week.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.